The legislature is now back in session. We will continue the call of legislative districts after District 11.
District 12, Mr. Knapp.
Leader May.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I rise and offer item 10 on your behalf and urge its adoption.
Thank you.
Authorizing a loan to the Onondaga County Industrial Development Agency.
Leader May, before we start the discussion on this item, Dr. Kelly is excused. Leader May.
Thank you, Chairman. Item 10 proposes a revolving loan program with OSIDA for economic development purposes. Theory behind it is that, you know, in today's competitive economic development sort of buyer's market, right, agility is critically important to our ability, Onondaga County, to be competitive and recruit the businesses that we want to come and do business in this area. This resolution was discussed at great length during Ways and Means, and several ideas were advanced to improve really the transparency of what's being proposed during that meeting. And the resolution we have before us has all of those items included. I'm just going to rip through what some of those changes are since Ways and Means. The first point is that it is now clarified as a revolving loan program. That wasn't in the original resolution. It was clarified that the county will use a dedicated project account to track, manage, and convey the loan funding through OSIDA. It's also been added that the total that's proposed to be loaned is $20 million, and that $20 million will be funded on an as-needed basis. So when there's an opportunity, the money will be appropriated for that. Detailed loan activity will be reported to the legislature, specifically the chairman of Ways and Means and the clerk of the legislature, on a quarterly basis, so we have visibility to all that's going on with the program. And then lastly, today it was added, and thank you to the law department and finance folks for getting this done for us, a better representation of the actual accounting, which was provided in the last resolved in the resolution, which has now been added. Lots of discussion earlier about appropriations of money pertaining to stimulus and so on. Okay, that's why we took that resolution first, to get that philosophical debate out of the way. The resolution before us now simply focuses on and asks whether or not we are going to authorize the revolving loan fund and ratify the $20 million appropriation associated with this program. I urge adoption to this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments on item number 10? Seeing Legislator Kuhn?
Thank you, Chairman. I don't even know what to say. I just received for the first time lists of all the money that apparently has been set aside from our stimulus fund, and now we're talking about another $20 million. The Department of Treasury put forth rules about what to do with the stimulus money. It's supposed to assist households. It's supposed to help us recover from the pandemic. I have no problem with economic development. We need taxes. We need jobs. No question. The stimulus money was directly related to the pandemic. It even talks about perhaps giving excess money, some bonuses, to people who worked throughout. We listened a couple of weeks ago to the individuals from the Justice Center who worked day in and walked in there every single day with the effect of over 60 people contracting COVID. Perhaps they could get a bonus. We talk about wastewater, sewers, water pipes, lead pipes, remediation of lead-filled homes that children were locked into for the past year. Lead poisoning leads to all kinds of trouble, whether it's in school or in the criminal justice department. This money was supposed to deal with economic harm, and I don't see how any of these appropriations, and especially a $20 million loan to OSIDA, much of which will probably be used to purchase homes from having our government purchase homes from people so that a private corporation can come in. Again, private corporation, jobs, high-paying jobs, wonderful, wonderful idea. We also now know from the CDC that the pandemic is not over. It's not time to move on, which is, sounds like another $20 million is going to moving on. I just cannot support this resolution. Thank you.
Other comments on item number 10? Leslie Kinney.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not in banking or finance, but I'm wondering how we can have a loan with no end date. Seems to me that if I went for a loan, they're going to say you've got to have some type of end date, or is it forever? I doubt I would get one. I'd like to know who's got the authority to transfer out of this money. Is it just the county executive, or do we have the authority to transfer money out of this account? How will we know when money's being transferred? If I can't have the answers to those questions, I'm also a no. Even though economic development we desperately need, especially when a project that supposedly is coming in, if it is that project, they are good-paying jobs, unlike the Amazon project. Thank you.
But just real quick, I think Leader May discussed two of your questions as far as do we have the who has the authority? We're confirming it in the resolution, and we're going to get a quarterly report. Leslie Williams.
I just got a quick question. So the I'm for, you know, economic development. I think it's a great idea. But just a question. So with the stimulus money, once we do the loan, right, how does that work? Because isn't the money supposed to be spent at a certain amount of time? So if we loan them the $20 million, what is the time frame for them to give it back to us for then us to appropriate it again to be spent? That's my, maybe I'm wrong.
Larry.
We discussed an end date as well. And at the end of the day, I'm not going to speak for anybody here. I'm just going to share my opinion. The fact that it's a one-time $20 million appropriation and that we clarified that it is a revolving loan fund set the boundaries that we need to confine the use of those dollars appropriately. Given the fact that, guys, the loan isn't really to OSIDA, it's through OSIDA. So it's going to go to the deal, whatever economic development deal that happens. And as a result, each of those terms, each of those repayment methods are likely to be different simply by virtue of the way economic development works. And one company might need this, another company might need that. We might need to acquire a piece of land to prepare for economic. All of these things take on a different flavor and different nature. So to confine it to the time, I think would be limiting on our part. As far as, so just sharing the thought process. And so that's kind of where we landed with this and discussing it, at least over on our side. So the control is there. And bear in mind, the $20 million appropriation that we're talking about that technically has been made, we debated that earlier, right, that did spend the money or does spend the money appropriately and within the time frame. Now this revolving loan fund and this pot of money will either either sustain itself or not. When the money's gone, if it's not repaid yet, it can't be lent. We can only lend what we have. So anyways, I just wanted to hear some general thoughts.
Right. Yeah. Answer some. So my question is, so once we give the $20 million as a loan through OSIDA, correct, of the rescue money, so is that loan to be paid back? So that's what I'm asking. So it's still the rescue money that's being paid back, right? So my question is, we have a limited amount of time to spend the overall money. So if I give you 20 bucks of my American Rescue money and you give it back, the money's still not spent. That's my question. Maybe I'm...
The appropriation is the spend. The loan is not the spend. The appropriation to OSIDA is the spend. That's, I think, where we're... That makes any sense.
Okay.
Yep. Thanks.
Dr. Chase.
In reading this, and it says not to exceed $20 million, I guess I thought this could be used for several projects as long as we did. However, all the information that's been talked about, it sounds like there is only one project, and that's what we're focusing on. So is that the deal here? There's one project, and that's how it's going to be? Or will there be an opportunity to look at having several projects with not to exceed $20 million?
Like the revolving loan expert here, Chairman, but because I'm not. I'm kind of dealing with this the same way everyone else here is dealing with it. But the way it was presented to us at Ways and Means, Dr. Chase, was that there would be a number of projects and initiatives that this was intended for. But those specifics weren't shared. I mean, we know how economic development is. It's kind of its own little thing. But the intention, as described to us for the record in Ways and Means, was that there was a broad array of initiatives that they are considering for those loans. It could be employer-based. It could be site preparation. It could be all sorts of things. And, again, I'm not advocating, guys. I'm just sharing what my interpretation of our discussion in Ways and Means was.
The discussion was a lot, but it was looking for the next site. Yeah. Next sites.
Right.
Plural. Leader Irvin, did you have your hand up?
Yes. This is a question from Legislator Ryan, who cannot be here, but he asked this question before, and I don't think he got he didn't get an answer, I guess, and that's why he's asking me to ask it again. He wants to know, what is the current OSIDA fund balance, and why we're not using that before we enter into this loan?
I don't have the information very handy personally. I don't know, Lear, may if you have that. No. I'm sure he could find that out. Leslie Kuhn.
Question for our resident loan expert, you may. No, when you responded to Legislator Williams, the quarterly report that we get, is that an after the fact or before the fact in terms of what projects are going to be handled? That's like after it's been done or before?
Been done in the prior.
So it's not going to be approved of by the legislature. It will
no.
be reported back to us.
But there are there is a process within OSIDA. They have their own board, right, that is going to undertake all those decisions, and whatever those decisions are going to drive the money flowing into and out of the project account that's going to fund these loans, and we'll have full visibility to all of that.
Other comments? Leader May.
I'd like to quit while I'm ahead, Chair.
Okay. Call the question. Thank you. Clerk will call a long call.
Legislators May?
Yes.
Irvin?
No.
Burtis?
Yes.
Tassone?
Yes.
Cody?
Yes.
Abbott Keenan?
Yes.
Kuhn?
No.
Chase?
No.
Holmquist? McBride?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Kinney?
No.
Williams?
No.
Rowley?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
10 ayes, 5 noes, 1 absent, 1 excused.
Resolution number 10 is adopted. There is no unfinished business. There are no announcements from the chair. Leader May, will you make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Mr. Chairman, I move to adjourn until Tuesday, September 7th. Thank you.